This is 91.7 WVXU's Cincinnati Edition. I'm Jay Hanselman with Howard Wilkinson. Coming up later this hour, author, journalist, and educator Samuel Friedman talks about his new book, Breaking the Line, the season in black college football that transformed the sport and changed the course of civil rights. Yesterday, Cincinnati City Council, with a 5-4 vote, decided to temporarily suspend work on the city streetcar project while a financial review takes place to see if it would cost more to cancel the project or complete it. Joining us now are council members Chris Seelbach and P.G. Sittenfeld. Both cast votes not to suspend the streetcar project. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Mr. Seelbach, let me start with you. Why was it a mistake for council to pause the project?
Look, there's a very likely scenario that the difference between canceling or pausing the project and going forward costs as little as $400,000. And so for as little as $400,000, we could get a modern-day streetcar that will probably leverage about $500 million in private investment. But without that $400,000 and pausing or canceling the project, we will have nothing to show for it except, you know, tracks that have already been laid that we'll look back, you know, 10, 30 years from now and say, you know, what could have been.
Mr. Sittenfeld, you've said that you're not necessarily a cheerleader for the streetcar project, but you also said that it didn't make sense to pause.
Yeah, look, I mean, I have a huge amount of respect that Chris has been a big cheerleader for the project from the get-go. I think people know that that's not where I am. For me, this is more than anything, more than being about streetcars, it's about dollars and cents. And I put forward a plan, or at least a proposal, where we could take the long-term expense, which is on the ongoing operating budget, off the city's books, or at least give that very serious consideration. But I'm where Chris is in terms of, you know, what's already been spent, what's already been committed. I would rather avoid the waste of tens of millions of dollars with nothing to show for it. I would rather avoid the waste of having to terminate hundreds of jobs for our community. I would rather avoid the damage that will be done to our reputation as a city in the eyes of the federal government and in terms of our national image. So for me, I mean, there is a lot of time for a healthy, robust debate about should we have a streetcar, should we not? And Chris and I were in very different places. We now are where we are, and I have to make my decisions based on reality. It wasn't worth the wasted money. It wasn't worth the damage to our reputation with the federal government. So, you know, the cake was baked, and I think right now it's frankly – I would use the Inquirer's words. I think it is fiscally irresponsible and short-sighted. That's the Inquirer yesterday, not P.G. Sittenfeld. That's what I see this project abandoning it now.
That federal reputation, isn't that the big unknown? Clearly, the project was paused yesterday, but you really have no idea what's going to happen with the federal grant money at this point.
I mean, we're smart people. Look, there's 14 other streetcar projects going around, you know, this country right now. There's lots of other federal-funded projects. This is the only one where a majority of council voted to say, we don't want your money, federal government. We don't want that $45 million that cannot be used for paving streets or filling potholes, but will go to another city who's, you know, embracing fixed rail and the private dollars that it will leverage. And so we're smart people. You know, when we go to ask the federal government for more money for something else, they're going to say, hey, let's, you know, look, take a second back and say, these are the people that, you know, rejected our money beforehand. Why would we consider giving them money for something else? You know, maybe the political winds will change again and, you know, they'll reject it again. So, you know, I think this absolutely, as smart people, we know is going to hurt our reputation.
And Jay, you sort of hit on this. There is an unknown. Another way of thinking about it, I mean, this is a little bit of a gamble. It's not a gamble I'm comfortable taking. We're talking about career professional administrators with the federal government. These grants are very competitive across the city. What I do know is, regardless of how people feel about streetcars, we have other very important, totally unrelated projects, whether it's Army Corps of Engineer dollars for Smale Riverfront Park, something people love, whether it's dollars for the Brent Spence Bridge. We're talking there billions, not hundreds of millions. We're going to need major federal participation. Do we as a city want to come across as not being a reliable partner, as someone that has wasted the federal government's time, wasted the federal government's money? That's not the kind of city I want Cincinnati to be, so that we can get big things done moving forward.
Chris, I heard you say the other day that elections have consequences, and one of the consequences of this election was that a majority of council was elected who wanted to do this, to pause this thing, and certainly a mayor who would like to kill it outright. Is that not the will of the people
Sure. I mean, I think when people went to the polls, they thought, you know, if I vote for John Cranley, he's going to try to kill the project.
Right.
I don't think that that's as black and white with people like David Mann and Kevin Flynn. I thought they were electing thoughtful, reasonable statesmen that would analyze the facts on day one and make a thoughtful decision. You know, we know now that it cost almost the exact same money to build it as it does to cancel it with nothing to show for it. We also know that both David and Kevin said, you know, they wanted a third-party analysis of the numbers, but they didn't want to continue to spend $50,000 to $100,000 constructing the project while they waited for that independent analysis. So we came to them yesterday and said, the Hale Foundation will pay for third-party analysis of your choosing, and we have a private donor who will pay up to $50,000 a day to continue the construction while you get that third-party analysis. At no cost to the city, we could have continued construction while they got the numbers checked, and they still said no. To me, that's not the kind of thoughtful, reasonable leader that I think most people thought they were electing.
And you know, Howard, I don't think anyone who sort of takes themselves seriously as an elected official, as a city leader, would want the reason they got elected reduced to one single thing. I think the reason around 38,000 people checked my name was because they trusted that I would be a thoughtful, sensible decision maker. So I 100% own the pass votes that I've cast against additional allocations. But given the situation that's in front of me, the math that's in front of me, the balance sheets that are in front of me, I think it is, again, irresponsible and wasteful to send tens of millions of dollars down the drain with nothing to show for it. So I wouldn't overstate the mandate about what this election meant one way or another. I hope that in general, voters elect people who they think will do a good job in a variety of circumstances relating to a number of issues.
You've been attacked on other radios being a flip-flopper on the streetcar project.
Yeah, I mean, I would reject that as nonsense, hogwash, baloney. There are plenty of synonyms. But look, the promise I've always made is that I will be careful with people's tax dollars, right? That's why when I thought this project was on, frankly, pretty shaky financial ground, I voted against $15 million to let the project go forward. I later voted against $18 million to let the project go forward. Happily own and defend those votes all the way till the end of my time in politics. Where are we today? Where we are today is that if we cancel this project, $70 million down the drain, another $45 million in federal funds won't go to Cincinnati, but will be invested in another urban setting. So look, my constant and consistent philosophy has been pretty simple. Be careful with people's money. That's what I did in the past. It's exactly what I'm doing now.
I saw somebody post on Facebook a concern, and I'll have you both address this. How confident are you that this audit will be truly independent and will not be biased one way or the other?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, the Hale Foundation will probably do their analysis independent of whatever the city chooses to.
So there could be two.
Right? So there could be two analysis. I mean, you know, I'm skeptical. I think that, you know, I trust the person who we had do the numbers to begin with, John Dietrich. He's the person who, you know, did Fort Washington Way, who's respected by many members of both political parties in this region, in this country. You know, he's done the numbers. I trust his numbers. So I think if we have an analysis that comes back that is completely different than his numbers, I'm going to be skeptical. I will say that, you know, what we're not talking about here is that, you know, we're basically calling the FTA, the Federal Transit Association or the administration, their bluff, because they said in black and white terms a couple weeks ago that if council voted to pause the project, that would immediately trigger them collecting the debt service on the $45 million, which they would want in 30 days. And we said, well, what if we just want, you know, to check the numbers? They said pause equals cancellation. So, you know, Mr. Mann and Mr. Flynn don't believe them. They think that they will come to their, you know, senses and say, okay, we'll give you some time. I think Mr. Sittenfeld both took their word. You know, they said pause means cancellation. So I don't know that the third party analysis is going to matter, because the FTA has told us very clearly they're going to start debt collection as soon as the vote happened yesterday.
Jay, I just got off the phone while coming over here with acting city manager Scott Stiles. The administration is going to be charged with putting together the team that actually does the audit. And I told him what's not news to anybody. There is going to be appropriately enormous scrutiny over who's doing this audit and how they go about doing the audit. So, you know, I trust that people will do what everyone can agree at the end of the day is a fair audit. But one other point I would make, because I've gotten the numbers that I feel like I need. How did I do it? First, I sat down with John Dietrich, who has long experience and is broadly respected. But then that wasn't enough for me. I then took the numbers that he gave me and I called respected business leaders, legal leaders, development leaders in the city and outside of the city, streetcar supporters and non-streetcar supporters to say, you know, do these numbers make sense? Would you bump them down a little bit? Would you bump them up a little bit? So I've done a lot of due diligence on my own and I trust we're in the ballpark of what's been told to us.
So what do we say? I mean, do we think this $45 million is gone now?
Of the federal money.
Yeah.
If we trust the FTA's legal counsel, their chief legal counsel, then yes. He said 100% if council votes to pause, they will immediately start collecting on the debt service and the money will be gone within 30 days.
I would sort of say two thoughts. One, there's no question that when Councilmember Seelbach, myself, and others were sitting in a room, that is exactly what the chief counsel for the FTA told us. On the flip side, you know, 24 hours in politics is a lifetime. Things change. Things can be fluid. So, you know, would I be shocked if the federal government said, okay, you all are working things out. And, you know, if at the end of the day, David Mann or Kevin Flynn or both of them said, we don't want to waste this money. We'd rather get some return. We'd like to go forward. Could I see a scenario in which the federal government would continue to participate? I could. I hope that would be the case. But we have no guarantees, and it would be a reversal of what we've been told to date.
And I hope that happens as well. But we have to trust what they said was what they said.
But as you both said, the federal government has a lot of demand for this money.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are other
if I'm in, you know, Charlotte or Kansas City or plenty of other places, you bet I would be on the phone to the federal government saying, hey, Cincinnati doesn't want their money. Come invest it right here.
If you find out tomorrow in an email from the FTA the money's gone, it makes no sense to do the audits because in the project dead without that federal money?
The project would be over.
To me, the project is over. There's no need for a referendum. I mean, we're not going to finance this project on our own as a city. That makes no sense. We lost the state money. If we were to lose the federal money, which the FTA said we are going to, then I think the project's done.
Well, that's why many of us thought yesterday was, you know, a big moment, possibly the moment that, you know, sort of both in the moment will be judged as well as history will judge us was yesterday, whatever the date was yesterday, the day that Cincinnati, you know, could have, given where it was, moved forward and gotten something for return on its investment or it let it go. We'll find out.
Time has gone quickly. We've been talking with Cincinnati Council members Chris Seelbach and P.G. Sittenfeld about yesterday's council decision to temporarily suspend streetcar construction while a financial review takes place. Coming up next, an interview with author, journalist, and educator Samuel Friedman. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.